You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the Hooded Plover has been looked after for some time now on the York Peninsula, and it's making some progress, apparently. We're joined by Janet Moore from the Northern and York Landscape Board. Janet, how's it going?
Well, thank you.
So what's the good news with the Hooded Plovers?
So BirdLife Australia have crunched the numbers from our biennial count, which took place in November, and we have seen a 15% increase in the number of hooded plovers since the last count.
And with the last count, was it a rise in numbers as well?
Yeah, we have seen a rise over the last two counts, which take place every 2 years. So over the last 4 years, we have seen an increase in numbers. It's a slow and steady increase, which is fantastic to see.
Well, yeah, any increase is better than a decrease, I imagine, especially because hooded plovers would be an endangered species, right?
Yes, they are. They're vulnerable to extinction in South Australia and Victoria, and extinct in the northern part of New South Wales. So, the birds have been declining over many years, and this beach nesting birds program run by BirdLife Australia has halted the decline, and now we're starting to see numbers sort of plateau and start to build in some areas. So it's a good trend. We just need to keep it moving in the right direction because these birds still face a lot of threat.
So what's working with this boost to numbers? What's working?
So we have fabulous volunteers all across the country and over York Peninsula that monitor these birds throughout their breeding season from August to March. And they'll go out to the beach, look at what the birds are doing. They can read their behaviour really well because they've been trained. And then when the birds are breeding, they'll put signs up notifying beachgoers that there are breeding birds on the beach, and also fencing around a nest that are in high-risk areas. So like around coastal townships and areas that get a lot of beach traffic, the fence just really helps people do the right thing by making sure they're not interfering with the birds and they're giving them plenty of space on the beach. And it's those efforts that have helped get those young birds through those really risky early weeks as an egg and then as chicks through to fledging, which has increased the numbers. We've also had a large amount of pest animal control happening on Southern York Peninsula, which is great to see less foxes and cats out on the beaches because they also predate on the birds and really affect their breeding success.
Because when it comes to hooded plovers, most birds people would associate, you know, nest in trees for when they're breeding and laying their eggs, but it's not quite the same with the plovers.
No, they are very vulnerable. They lay their eggs right on the high tide line of the beach, so very vulnerable. They camouflage very well, so it's really easy to miss the birds. The birds are small themselves as well, so it's quite easy to not even know that they're there. But that also makes them really at risk to a whole heap of threats that birds in trees don't necessarily have to face.
So, like you said, over the last two reporting periods, the numbers have increased, which is good. Coming into, I guess, the next couple of years of looking after the plovers, are we going to be changing it up at all or stick to what's working?
What we're doing now is working. We can always do more pest control where we can, but we're also needing more and more volunteers. So if anyone sort of visits the York Peninsula beaches over summer or has a holiday house here or lives here who wants to get involved in the program, we could definitely use more volunteers. But we've got a pretty tried and tested method now of protecting these birds in high risk areas. So we'll just be sticking with that. We just need more of those precious volunteers.
When's the breeding period for these birds?
So the breeding season starts in August and runs right through till March. So the birds will breed again and again and again. So if their first nest fails, they'll nest again pretty much straight away. If their chicks fledge, they're quite mean. They kick their teenage birds out and they'll start nesting again as well. They make many breeding attempts throughout those months.
Well, I guess that's good then, even probably an evolutionary response to having their nesting in such a precarious placement.
Well, back before European settlement, the beach would have been the perfect place for them. They were well camouflaged. We didn't have vehicles or holiday makers or off-leash dogs running around on our beaches. We also didn't have foxes and cats. So it's really with the introduction of those threats that they've just become so vulnerable.
Well, hopefully August through March, we'll see another successful rise in numbers. And Janet, thanks for chatting today.
No worries. You're very welcome.
That was Janet Moore with the Northern and York Landscape Board on your Classic Hits Breakfast.